this may not be the most important aspect of the death of basketball star Kobe Bryant, but after the helicopter crash that killed him, some sports fans are buying or selling Kobe Bryant memorabilia. They face a choice: try to profit from a tragedy or try to honor his memory. From member station KPCC in Los Angeles, Austin Cross reports.
Just minutes after news of his death, Kobe Bryant-related merchandise started moving fast, especially the sneaker market.
Pretty much the same day that he passed, everything that we had available was just gone.
Candace Gray works at Shoe Palace on Melrose Avenue in mid-city Los Angeles.
That following morning, we got hit very hard with a lot of people hoping to be able to grab whatever they could as far as remembrance.
But while some shoppers were in it for the sentiment, others were just looking to make a quick buck by flipping the shoes online. On one website, shoes made famous by Bryant began selling for well over double what they were just hours before. Not uncommon, says Rob DeGisi at the Wharton School.
Well, when a celebrity dies, there is certainly a lot of human sentiment involved, and that'll spike demand. And the market isn't necessarily ready for that,
leading to higher prices on a range of items. But DeGisi says the spike is just that. Prices level out over time. That means dealers and fans must choose whether to sell now or hold on.
So these are a lot of our Kobes right here that we put away. More scattered everywhere.
At second-hand sneaker shop Cool Kicks, also in mid-city, co-owners Adil Shams and Davon Artis chose to hold on to them. The store stocks several models released over Bryant's career, but minutes after news of his death, the two pulled them from the shelves.
We felt like all the resellers would hurry up and come to the store and take all of the items and try to make money off of his name, and we were opposed to that.
After we took, you know, everything off the shelf, everyone wants to come in either, you know, looking for an item, or they want to sell the item they have, you know, to profit off, because, you know, they see a market that's going increasingly crazy right now, too.
Over 100 pairs now sit in a back room.
Kind of has this almost like a church-like feel in a way, because it's like, these are the last of the last. Does that hit you ever?
Yeah, as I look, because while we're doing this interview, I'm just looking around at the different Kobes, because you remember the games he played in, you know, why they released, you know. It's hard to deal with, you know, not having the shoe release no more, that person, because Kobe Bryant's gone.
Bryant's fan base in China and Europe made him an international figure. That translates to a world of collectors and fans hoping to get their hands on a dwindling number of relics, now priced out of reach for the average sneakerhead. For instance, Jam says, pointing to a pair of Kobe 1s.
We had it reselling at $750, and now that I'm looking at it, this shoe is not even in existence. You can't even find this shoe online. The closest shoe in this size is a 9.5, going for $12,000. This is mind-boggling. This is my first time actually seeing this.
But Shams and Artis don't plan to sell anytime soon, and they're not the only ones putting passion over profit. Candace Gray, who we met earlier, doesn't just sell Kobe gear. She collects it herself.
A number 8 jersey, I have a number 24 jersey. I have the OG Pros. I have the Pros that just came out.
And she doesn't plan to sell.
They are going to go in glass. They are going to be idolized by my children's children. I don't want to have to worry about not having something that my kids can have tangible to be able to explain the magnitude of who Kobe Bryant was.
Though prices may soar, for fans like Gray, memories are priceless. For NPR News, I'm Austin Cross in Los Angeles.